You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The Music of the Stars are back on, talking about Betty Grable. Good morning, everybody. We're on till high noon Central Time, and Betty Grable from Mother Wore Tights. Now, I'm old enough to remember seeing this in theaters. There's my deepest secret. Betty Grable.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize how this holiday came about? When it all started? Why it exists? Well, we're about to tell you. It ain't no fairy tale, but it's grim.
Once upon a time in the long, long ago, man's courage was high, but his spirit was low.
People grew tired of all work and no play. They felt the need of a jolly holiday.
Then along came Christmas, along came Easter, along came 4th of July.
Then along came a man by the name of Berlin, who took every holiday that ever has been.
He wrote about Christmas.
He wrote about Easter.
He wrote about the 4th of July.
His mind was fertile and his pen was keen.
But he never wrote a word about Halloween.
Halloween. Jack-o'-lantern, it's Halloween. Apples hanging high. There's a big pumpkin pie in the sky.
Children sing, children waltz.
Who gives a darn if your face is false?
Jump on your broom like a witch. Go and toss all your gloom in the ditch. Go out on the street for a trick or a treat.
You're a cinch to strike it rich.
Halloween, Halloween, all other holidays fall between. The night of All Hallows, so light up the tallow and make it a bright Halloween.
Owls and bats, howls from cats, may scare the buttons right off your spats. We'll now go dramatic with ghosts from the attic and make it a bright Halloween.
So it's premature. So what? Betty Grable, 1948, and the Music of the Stars. Remember the Labor Day holiday? How quickly it's gone, but there's a lot of jobs out there we forgot to honor. Like, well, what would be without the waste department picking up garbage, and especially in a highfalutin suburb like Beverly Hills? Irving Taylor.
On top of my dump truck, I'm getting my thrill.
Collecting the garbage.
Collecting the garbage.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
No one's on a diet.
No one's on a diet.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
I hate to be paying.
I hate to be paying.
Their grocery bills.
Their grocery.
The rinds of the melons are tossed on the scraps of prosciutto ham. The leftover orders are piled in a stack nice and neat. The half light white wine are placed by the bones of the fish, and the full-bodied red wine is placed by the bones of the meat.
My dump truck is sprinkled.
My dump truck is sprinkled
with chlorophyll pills.
With chlorophyll pills.
The garbage is fragrant.
The garbage is fragrant.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
One look at that garbage.
One look at that garbage.
Will cure all your ills.
Will cure all your ills.
There's such wholesome garbage.
There's such wholesome garbage.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
What a beautiful garbage truck it is, too, with white wall tires and spotless white with men in military uniform. That's Beverly Hills. I just made all that up. These are the Sandpipers.
Spaghetti.
On top of spaghetti.
All covered with cheese.
All covered with cheese.
I lost my poor meatball.
I lost my poor meatball.
When somebody sneezed.
When somebody sneezed.
It rolled off the table.
It rolled off the table.
And onto the floor.
And onto the floor.
And then my poor meatball.
And then my poor meatball.
Rolled out of the door.
Rolled out of the door.
It rolled in the garden.
It rolled in the garden.
And under a bush.
And under a bush.
And then my poor meatball.
And then my poor meatball.
Was nothing but mush.
Was nothing but mush. The mush was as tasty could be. And early next summer, it grew into a tree. The tree was all covered with beautiful moss. It grew lovely meatballs and tomato sauce. So if you eat spaghetti all covered with cheese, hold on to your meatball and don't ever sneeze.
Now admit it, you sang along with that. Jobs that we forgot about for Labor Day, belated.
Один, два. I'm a Russian TV performer on a Russian TV station, and I love my job. Yes, I love my job. Oh, I love my job. It says here, we got two TV stations, on each one I'm a star. The station in the east is called WAR, and the western station is one I like as well, because it's called Station K-I-double-L. We sing the songs from all the latest shows, and right now one that's climbing high is the lovely little show tune called On the Street Where You Die. At singing rock and roll, I wasn't real cool. In fact, they said that I was inferior. But next year I'll be real cool when I broadcast from Siberia. I do a panel show at a most peculiar time. The show goes on at 4 a.m. and they call it what's my crime? Then there's another show that follows this one. Just to teenage kids we cater. This show is only for the young delinquents. It's called Digulator. Investigator. We got quiz shows. We got westerns. We don't rig quiz shows. We do rig westerns. How we fix westerns, I reveal. All the bullets we use are real. You see, then we don't have to pay the actors. In Russia, we are smarter than you decadent, warmongering, imperialistic, reactionary, happy people. We've got no pay TV. Everything is free. In fact, if you want to know, they don't even pay me. In Russia, that's not the only thing that's rotten. In the first place,
tune in next week. People pay money to go there.
When we're sent to dear Siberia, to Siberia, when it's cocktail time, 'twill be so nice just to know you'll not have to foam for ice. When we meet in sweet Siberia, far from Bolshevik hysteria, we'll go on a tear, for our buddies all are there in cheery Siberia.
Yeah.
When we're sent to dear Siberia, to Siberia, there's a most delicious bill of fare. You must try our fillet of polar bear. When we meet in sweet Siberia, to protect us from diphtheria, we can toast our toes on the lady Eskimos in cheery Siberia.
Yeah.
When we're sent to dear Siberia, to Siberia, where the fresh salt air makes us feel so fine, it is fresh salt air from our own salt mine. When we meet in sweet Siberia, where the snow is so superior, you can bet all right that your Christmas will be white in cheery Siberia. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's Jules Munson and Peter Lorre. Cole Porter wrote that. Talking about jobs. Like a cab driver in Venice.
I work in Venice, and my job is pleasant. I am much happier than any peasant. I drive a taxi where the playboys meet, down at the bottom of an Venetian Street. Put on your swim fins, your aqualung, to ride my taxi will keep you young. The view down here is clear, it isn't foggy. Although your seat may be a little soggy, when you're in my cab, we don't drive too fast, oh, we always slow down. for some antipasto outside the window. Just put out your hand up for the anchovies swimming by our granda. The coal carbanzo and the smoked oyster taste so much better when they are moister. And with my red vino, you soon will find exactly what makes a Venetian blind. I love this cruising along the bottom. When I need passengers, here's how I spot 'em. Don't have to see them, for I can hear when they yell, taxi, taxi, loud and clear. Tire blows out, I don't need a spare, because I always keep a paddle handy there.
Working all the live long day. Chicago on Chicago River has Venetian taxi drivers.
So won't you wave to me, my lady? Wave to me, my lady. Wave to me, my lady, as I roll down the line. Oh, won't you wave to me, my lady? Wave to me.
Job in the railroad yard, pay me good, work me hard. Just took a job in the railroad yard, and now I'm doing fine.
So won't you wave to me, my lady? Wave to me, my lady. Wave to me, my lady, as I roll down the line. Oh, won't you wave to me, my lady? Wave to me, my lady.
Just took a job on a railroad freight, tote that sack, lift that crate. Just took a job on the railroad freight, and now I'm doing fine.
So won't you wave to me, my lady? Wave to me, my lady.
Wave to me, my lady, as I roll down the line.
Oh, won't you wave to me, my lady? Wave to me, my lady.
Just took a job on a railroad switch, won't go broke, can't get rich. Just took a job on a railroad switch, and now I'm doing fine.
So ain't you proud of me, my lady? Proud of me, my lady. Proud of me, my lady, as I roll down the line. Oh, ain't you proud of me, my lady? Proud of me, my lady. Proud of me, my lady, down the line.
Just took a job on a railroad break,
daily bread, Sunday cake. Just took a job on a railroad break, and now I'm doing fine.
So won't you say to me, my lady, say to me, my lady, say to me, my lady, as I roll down the line. Oh, won't you say to me, my lady, 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 you'll be mine.
Hugo Winterhalter and Stuart Foster. Carol O'Connor.
Good afternoon, Sis. My name is Archie Bunker. I believe I have an appointment.
It'll be just a moment.
Maloney in there?
Just have a seat, please.
Yeah, all right. Oh, I come about the job there, Mr. Maloney.
Well, I'm not Mr. Maloney. And by the way, Maloney is not a mister.
Oh, was he one of these here guys?
No, Maloney is a Ms.
Oh, boy, shit.
And I'm waiting to hear about the same job.
You hear about the job? No kidding. I mean, you know, you don't kind of look the type there. I'm just looking at the initials on your monogram there. F.E. When I was a kid, I knew another kid, F.E. Farley Epstein.
I'm Frank Edwards.
I'm Archie Bunker. Hey, listen, what questions did she ask you then?
Well, the usual. Name, address, age.
Well, them I can answer.
Previous experience, college degrees.
You've been to college?
Yes, William and Mary.
Two of them, huh? I only just barely finished high school myself. Geez, what am I doing here? I ain't got a prayer.
Well, you may be more qualified for this job than I am.
What is the job?
They call it custodian.
That means
janitor. Janitor, yeah.
So how come a guy like you is going up a job like that?
I haven't worked for 3 years. I've run out of my unemployment insurance, and I can't get a job because I'm too damn old.
Well, how old are you?
48.
Jeez, I'm pretty nearly that myself.
Yip, 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 yip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la. Yip, 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 boom, 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 did a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la.
Every morning about this time she gets me out of my bed at 5 for a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la.
After breakfast every day she throws a warning past my way.
Never, never say get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la. Yip, 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 boom, 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 get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la.
Well, when I get the papers, I read it through and through. And my girl never fails to say,
if there is any work for me,
I better get back to the house, hear that woman's mouth
preaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying by the job that I never could find. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la. Yip, 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 boom, 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 get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la. Tell me that I'm lying by the job that I never could find. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
sha la 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 pa dum sha la 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 sha la 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 pa dum sha la 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 sha la 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 yep 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 boom 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 get a job sha la 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 sha la 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 good job get a job.
Come in, please. Have a seat, Mr. Bunker.
Oh. Yeah. Thank you very much, Mrs.
Ms.
Oh, sorry, Ms. I can never get used to that baloney. I mean, excuse me, Miss Maloney.
Let's make this short and to the point. You are Archibald Bunker.
That's right.
And your age is 52.
Well, I just barely. He's a college guy out there, huh?
Oh, Mr. Edwards? I'm afraid he's overqualified. We'd spend our time and money breaking him in. If a better job came along, a college man would leave us flat.
Oh, they do it every time.
We find that the best person for this job is a man lacking in skill and knowledge.
Oh, well, you're looking at him. You're looking.
Now you'll have to answer a few personal questions.
Oh, yeah, shoot.
Do you drink?
Does beer count?
Yes.
No.
Have you ever been in trouble with the police?
No.
We can check this with computers in a matter of minutes.
Well, you don't have to do that. In fact, a couple of years ago, my old platoon, WW2, was having a reunion, you know? And we was up in the hotel room, and the guys kidding around, some pinko calls the cops, or all we was doing up there, we was dangling Shorty Benson out of window by his ankles. And the funny part of it is, Shorty was the only guy arrested there, because he didn't have no pants on.
But you were not arrested.
I had my pants on the whole time.
Mr. Bunker, the job pays $3.90 an hour.
$3.90 an hour? Where is it, in Puerto Rico?
Close, 97th Street and 3rd Avenue. Don't you want the job, Mr. Bunker?
Oh, yeah, hey, gracias for the job. I mean, you know, it's honest work and buys the groceries, right? When do I start?
You start tomorrow morning. Pick up a W-4 form from the receptionist, and she'll tell you where to check in.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much there, Ms. Maloney. You're a good guy. There, Frank. Listen, I got good news and bad news. I got the job and you didn't.
Good luck, Bunker.
Yeah, well, good. You didn't want it anyway.
That's all right, Bunker. I'm used to it.
Yeah. So long. Okay, little girl, I'm supposed to pick up a W-4 form here.
You got the job?
Well, listen.
swinging Giuseppe Verdi. The big band of the British Broadcasting Company. Frankie Lane, out of Chicago. Morning,
out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray. While that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Dear Lord above, can't you know I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. Send down that cloud with a silver lining. Lift me to me across, wash all my troubles away, like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Send on that cloud with a silver lining. Lift me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across. Wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
There's a 1957 remake of Frankie's number one hit from 1949. With Paul Weston and his music from Hollywood Orchestra. Der Bingle.
Here's Bing Crosby. Whistle while you work. Put on that grin, start right in. Whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Do 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 do. Just do your best and take a rest. Sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your trouble and try to be like a cheerful chickadee and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work. Much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your trouble and try to be like a cheerful chickadee and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
That's from Bambi, Frank Churchill's great soundtrack, 1938. And here, Irving Taylor, all about work.
John Henry, he sells those used cars, and he's an honest kind of a guy. They call him Honest John Henry, 'cause he can look you right in the eye. He's got a Willis Knight from 1923. It's fitted out with every new accessory. It's got a leopard lap robe and a curtain of lace and artificial flowers in a cut glass vase. John Henry will make a deal to sell you that automobile. He's got a Marmon 6, you ought to take a peek. A little old lady drove it once a week. She used to drive to church and she lived in L.A. The church she went to was an IOA. John Henry will make a deal to sell you that automobile. There's one electric car that is really a pip, can go 1,000 miles in just one trip. The car is only $80 or so, but the extension cord costs $7,000. John Henry will make a deal to sell you that automobile. He'll make a deal that's gonna suit ya, that'll take good care of your future. $1,000 down, $1,000 months to pay, and if you fail, they'll never take the car away. Don't have to put your house up for security. They only want one thing, and that's your family. That's why they call him Honest John Henry.
Everybody knows in the second life we all come back sooner or later. Is anything from a pussycat to a man-eating alligator? Well, you may think my story is more fiction than it's fact, but believe it or not, my mother dear decided she'd come back as a car. She's my very own guiding star. A 1928 Porter, that's my mother dear. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. Well, everything my daddy never was, well, now she wants me to be. She's taken her place as the fifth member of my small family. And she'll blow her radiator when things ain't going right. And whenever she gets too lonely, we just all gotta spend the night with my car. She's my very own guiding star. I mean a 1928 Porter. That's my mother dear. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. My mother the car. Oh, my mother the car. My mother the car. My mother the car.
I was wondering, do you think we could chip in and get an XK 150?
Music of the Stars with Work About Jobs. Mailman in Paris.
I'm a postman in Paris, in Paris. And do I love my job, oh, do I love my job in Paris? Ah, mais oui. I work for little, very little. Money's not what I need. I don't get much money. I get 50 francs and all the postcards I can read or sell. And I also have to deliver all the fan mail to Brigitte Bardot. And although this is a job I love, I must wear an asbestos glove. Ooh la la, the things they write her. Things like, voulez-vous smoucher avec moi? I get big tips, lovely presents from each new French premier. And I'm very lucky, lucky cause I average 20 presents every year. Ah, those French premiers are nice fellas, but they have no staying power. No, no. With each letter I deliver, they invite me in to have some wine. When I'm high as I can be, they must stick an airmail stamp on me. Par avion, par avion. Ay, sacre bleu, I'm really flying blind. All the ladies in Paris go for me. When it comes to love, they know I'll never fail. And so they call me, they all call me a first class male. L'amour toujours, l'amour toujours, l'amour, vive l'amour from you to me, specialty.
I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morn. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Dinah, blow your horn. Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah, strumming on the old banjo. Fee-fi, fiddly-i-o. Fee-fi, fiddly-i-o. Fee-fi, fiddly-i-o. Strumming on the old banjo.
Your name is what?
Barney Schlock. I got this little record company.
Uh-huh.
Obscurity Records?
It would be,
Look, I know the probe is on, but I got a record here that's got to happen. High School Ooh-Ooh by Clyde Ankle. How's about it, baby? You want to jump on it?
Crazy. Lay it on the floor.
Lay it on the floor. Hey, that's pretty good. I got to remember that. shall we say 50 clams a week to ride it? Huh? I mean, really ride it?
Man, I wouldn't ride something called High School Ooh-Ooh if it had a vicuna saddle.
Yeah, but...
You got the wrong disc jockey in the wrong station, Clyde.
Barney, look, if it gets in the top 40, you'll have to play it.
Yeah, I'll play that jazz the day Ellis sings the Fats Domino songbook.
Well, I'd like to get your opinion,
no.
See what you think of it, huh?
No, man.
Let's just listen to a little of it.
Don't let it touch my turntable, man.
Well, wait a minute.
I just had shearing on there, man.
Look, it'll only take a few seconds. Listen.
When I was on my way to high school, when I came through the door,
oh, you didn't hear enough of it.
Too much. I heard too much.
All right, you'll see. The kids will eat it up. They think that's good singing.
Is it?
Well, not really, baby, but don't tell the kids I said so, huh? Us little rock and roll labels got a good thing going. We pay off a few guys in the key cities here, rig a few charts there, bingo, a new hit parade. And that's how rock and roll was born.
Yeah, I'm hip.
Look, kid, If you don't want bread, what do you need? A little dental work? Trip to Vegas?
Forget it.
Pre-1959 cranberries?
You're all heart, Barney.
Heart?
That thing right behind your shoulder holster.
Huh? Oh, yeah. So, you don't want to give high school a ride then, huh?
Only on a rail.
Oh, listen, kid. Payola's the only way a little record artist can get off the ground.
Yeah? Did you ever hear of Talent?
No, who does he record for?
Look, nothing really good ever had to pay to get played. Only junk. The majority of disc jockeys never played ball with you at any price. But that's all over now. You've been benched.
I have?
And not a moment too soon. If your game had gone on much longer, the kids would have forgotten what music sounded like.
I've almost forgotten myself.
Not me. Can I show you to the door?
No, I'll just slide out under it.
That figures.
Don't worry. I'll be glad to get out of the music business.
You know what? You were never in it.
Stanley?
Yeah, Billy?
Has he gone?
Yeah.
I thought he'd never leave, like.
Didn't we all? Here, you want a copy of High School Ooh Ooh?
Crazy. I'll have it melted down into a little vinylite statue of Conway Twitty.
Why not? You ready, Judd?
Yeah.
Okay, hit it, Billy.
Goodbye, 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 Obscurity Records. Goodbye, 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 you overnight one shot. Hello, music. Hello, swing. Hello, jazz, you beautiful thing. Hello, 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 hello.
What you gonna do when the...
So long, so long, so long, you nasal obstruction team. You had your day, but paid your way to this church.
So said Mabel, said she wasn't able, I told her, listen, mama, don't you...
So long, music, parasite.
So long, tin pan, amateur night.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Of the Star. Stan Freeberg. Irving Taylor next up.
Then they've got to learn. Yes, they've got to learn. Words that were never in the dictionary. For they've got to sing. Yes, they've got to sing. Words that are not ordinary. Words like yakety yak, splish, splash, chip, 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 chippity, mish, mash, rackety, rickety, lickety, split. Words without rhyme or reason or wit. Them to sing, got to have that certain teenage ring.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm gonna take you to the hop and we're gonna do the bop. Take you to the hop and we're gonna do the bop. Take you to the hop and we're gonna do the bop.
When your skin clears up, it's neato, it's divine. When the braces on your teeth are locked in mine, and I won't let those other schnooks carry your lunchbox or your comic books. Well, we'll get married, I figure, when the old man makes your allowance bigger. But till then, no homework I'll do, because my darling, my homework is you. And now my work is through, and for a long vacation I must get away.
Away!
I gotta get away from the PTA.
Music of the Stars. Stand by for news. This is fun. Come on. More on Betty Grable when we come back. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host, Lou Vergani, and you can pick us up around the world at civicmedia.us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.